Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. How many have ever asked a similar question to the prophet Habakkuk, which we find in his first chapter, verse 13, when he talks to God and asks, "Why do you idly look at traitors and are silent when the wicked swallows up the man more righteous than he?" This question of where God is while all kinds of evil things are happening in the world, especially to God's own people, came into very sharp focus in my life recently. I was walking home through a local shopping precinct when a young man approached me and asked me if I could give him a blessing. I asked what sort of blessing he was wanting. He said that his life was in a real mess right at that moment. He'd already been to 20 funerals this year, and his father was currently very ill and lying in hospital. Everything, it seemed, was against him. He said he'd tried to be good, and he'd tried to help people, especially young people, to keep them on the right path. But everywhere he turned, it seemed that God was against him. He said that things were so bad that he was now having to carry a handgun just to protect himself. He then opened up his jacket and showed me he wasn't kidding. Needless to say, I prayed over that man and gave him a blessing like I'd never blessed anyone before. Not only did we pray, but we also spoke for quite a long time about how often it appears that God is absent in our lives and how it seems he's unconcerned about what's happening to us. We also talked about how violence and intimidation were not the answers to the meaning of life. He knew that they were indeed meaningless, and he knew what it meant to be trapped in the vicious circle of trying to find meaning and satisfaction through all means possible, only to realize that everything he tried ended in disappointment, frustration, and despair. He knew that there had to be something more, something real, something lasting. We talked about how God comes to us and reveals himself to us, especially at the darkest and most desperate times of our lives. God will often use these devastating experiences to bring us to our knees, to have us realize finally that we are not in control of our lives and that we need to surrender control to him. The seemingly hopeless situation he was in may in fact be the gateway to God's grace. We talked about how Jesus suffered for us. He cried out, asking, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Despair and desperation were even experienced by the Son of God. But God vindicated Jesus, and he raised him from the dead on the third day. And Jesus now promises never to leave us or forsake us. We are his, and he can never neglect or forget his own. In Christ, we do know that God is with us, and not only with us, but he is God for us. I would please ask you to remember this man in your prayers, that God's word would touch his heart, bring him to repentance, and that he would experience the love and forgiveness of Christ his Savior. Pray that his despair would be turned to hope, even in the midst of the worst that life can throw at him. Where is God in the midst of our troubles? He's with us in Christ. He speaks to us in his word. He comforts us with the fact that we are his through the waters of holy baptism. He personally comes to us in the Lord's Supper to forgive our sins and assure us of his presence. He is not absent, uncaring. No, he is God with us in Jesus Christ. There is no greater blessing than knowing this fact. And in knowing this fact, we, along with the prophet Habakkuk, can conclude as he does in chapter 3, verse 17, "Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit beyond the vines, the produce of the olive may fail, and the fields will yield no food. The flock is cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me stand on the high places. Let us pray. Loving Father, we ask that in the times of our lives when it seems you are nowhere near, that you aren't even concerned about us, that you would assure us of your love for us as we see through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would touch this young man's life and all of our lives, knowing and assuring us that you are really God with us, God for us, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.